poll, 71% of voters say economy is bad, up 49 points under Democrat rule. By Wendell Hussebo on October 31, 2022. 71% of voters say the economy is either fairly or very bad, up 49 points under Democrat rule, a Monday Civics poll found. While 45% said the economy is very bad and 26% said it is fairly bad, for a total of 71%, only 2% said it was very good. Just 22% said it was fairly good. Overall, 24% said the economy was good. The Civics poll averaged 780,125 responses tracked between January 15, 2015, and October 30, 2022. The Civics tracking model captures the shifts in attitude of various groups over time across all 50 states and Washington, D.C. These changes can happen either rapidly or over time. Monday's polling, just 8 days ahead of the midterm elections, shows voters' opinions of the economy have sunk under Democrat rule. The day Democrats assumed control of the White House, Congress, and the administrative state, 72% said the economy was very, 38%, or fairly, 34%, good. Just 7% said the economy was very bad. 15% said it was fairly bad. Overall, 22% said the economy was bad. Under Democrat rule, annual wages for American families are down $6,000 after adjusting for inflation, and $1,800 increase in lost income from September, an October Heritage Foundation study revealed. Inflation, the number one issue in every Senate swing state, is sure to impact the midterm elections. Jonathan Weissman and Neil Victor of The New York Times urged the Democrat Party last week to switch tacks on inflation they exacerbated through massive spending. Democratic candidates, facing what increasingly looks like a reckoning in 2 weeks, are struggling to find a closing message on the economy that acknowledges the deep uncertainty troubling the electorate while making the case that they, not the Republicans, hold the solutions, they wrote. MOST economists do believe some Democratic bills, especially the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, exacerbated the problem, the writers acknowledged. The $1,400 checks that most American households received in 2021 have been forgotten. Their contribution to an overheated consumer economy has not. Democrats have also tried to reduce inflation by enacting the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which experts say will not reduce inflation but could further increase soaring costs. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.